So let's get started. Our meeting is going to be short-lived, I guess, because there's another meeting at 5:30, correct?
Yeah, that's would good. Maloney fall in his pool and he can't get out? Or?
I don't know. He's away, I hear. All right, Resolution 366, approve the execution of contract of 50, Antebellum County Youth Advocate Program, Department of Social Services. Move.
I'll move. Second.
Any discussion?
I have a question.
Yes.
For Mr. Cornell, if I can.
Sure.
Yep.
So this is basically a company that oversees the Department of Social Services PINS program, and they hire youth advocates to make sure that these kids are...
This is to clarify. I'm sorry I wasn't at the meeting.
That's all right.
I listened because there's some confusion. Youth Advocate Programs is the name of the company. So it's not... That's their name.
Okay. And the contract, it didn't state the name of the company.
They've had a local office here in Kingston since 2002. They serve about 20 counties in upstate New York. And they provide support to our Coordinated Children's Services Unit, which deals with persons in need of supervision and juvenile delinquents. And one of the main goals of that program is to divert children away from placement. And this particular company, we're contracting to them to provide support to those children and families in our direction to provide mentoring and other activities using both family advocates and peer advocates for the children. We reapplied for and received some additional state aid that does have a coming match to expand that program and given our success.
I was waiting for you.
I'm sorry.
I know I had questions about this last year, too, because the company they started was Harrisburg, Pennsylvania?
It's a national corporation, but they have a local office.
What did we do years ago in the Department of Social Services when kids went through the PINS program? Didn't we have our own advocates, or are we
still doing, yes. This is an enhanced service. You can appreciate the programming. There's a different impact whether a case manager or a counselor is dealing with a child versus having a peer provide some support as well. A lot of the work that's done through the Coordinated Children's Services is family based, and it's about diverting the children away from more serious and more expensive placement. So, and this kind of piece of the puzzle is, again, it's a large quilt of services that are provided to children. This particular contract deals with additional supports using family and youth mentors.
I mean, I know it's mandated, and the contract, what it said was that these youth advocates would report back to the parent company on a weekly basis, and then the parent company would make sure that they were following the guidelines and doing everything that they're...
That's right.
Why can't we do that in-house, though? I mean, why can't we...
We have $84,000 in total to spend. I mean, to have just the cost of having county employees do that would be astronomical.
So if we didn't... If we did it in-house, we wouldn't get that state share of the contract?
No, it would be a lot more expensive for they're providing the programming, the supervision, the hiring and supporting of both the youth and family or advocates. I mean, again, it's one of those situations where contracting with a not-for-profit provides great programming and it's a better value to the taxpayer.
You have financial interest.
Okay. I'm satisfied.
Okay, cool.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I don't have the backup right in front of me. In this case, do we pay as we use it per child, or is it a contract fee regardless of how many
this one is regardless of but the contract is going about six kids at any given time.
Oh, right, this one that said a minimum of six kids at any given time. Okay. Okay, I remember.
So this is a smaller contract.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, let's bundle 367 through 369. Everybody's willing?
I'll move the bundle.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Okay.
No, the unbundling.
Oh, unbundling.
No discussion? Let's bundle. All right, to move resolutions 367 through 369.
I'll move.
Move by, second by?
Second.
Discussion?
On 367,
yep.
For information services. So this is implementation of services training and hosting services, $112,750. I don't have the contract in front of me. I did look through it. I don't know if anybody can answer my question, but so what are we hosting through them?
We're hosting the work website.
Yeah.
Isn't that the Ulster Works website?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. So this is our Office of Employment and Training. This is their workforce site.
Yeah, their website.
It's creating and hosting.
It's a website. It's an upgrade, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's getting a major overhaul. It's got a lot of new content.
Make it user-friendly. That's what I think it said in the contract.
All right. It's a three-year contract.
Sorry?
So it's a three-year contract.
It is. The first one has an up cost of about $91,000,
right.
And then years two and three are like $12,000 each.
Okay. All right.
That's it.
Any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. 370, approving the execution of contract amending causing the aggregate to be in the amount of excess of 50, Everybody County, Next Step Digital LLC, Department of Informational Services.
Move it.
Well, this
second.
Is Ulster Works. This is Ulster Works, so I don't know what the other one is.
Discussion?
Yeah, this was that,
yeah,
not the other
that.
One.
Mm-hmm.
This is
no,
the Ulster Works contract, not the other one.
Whatever.
I'll find out. I believe I have the contract.
I think we do have it.
I'm sure I was on vacation a couple days last week.
I'm on vacation now.
And all right, any other discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
67.
What's that?
Yeah, mail health services.
371, approving the execution of contract, amendment causing the aggregate contract to be in excess of 50, Anthony County, Black Creek Integrated Systems Corp., Ulster County Sheriff.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Question.
Yes.
Again, I don't have the backup in front of me, but I recall that the contract, when they went in the back years, it was at 46, and then the next year it went down a little, the next year it went down a little, and then it came back up again. Was that just a renegotiated price, do we know?
This is the a one-year extension for maintenance of the system.
But in terms of the cost, the original... if someone has a backup in front of me, the original contract price listed was, say, 45, and then the following year it went down to 30-something, and then 30-something, and then it came back up to 45. Was that just...
I think we added some equipment.
Okay.
There was, with buildings and grounds, they had added some doors.
Oh, okay.
And that was done via purchase, so I believe this needs additional doors.
Okay.
So that made it.
Thank you.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
372, approving the execution of contract with excess of 50, Anthony County, an RKF O'Connor and Davies.
It's the
LLC. It's for the legislative analysis of the budget.
Move it.
Move. Second.
Second.
Discussion. No discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I'm against.
One against. 373, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50, Anthony County, Gentech, Department of Public Works. Move.
Move it.
Second.
I have to just disclose that I deal with this company on my projects. They do my generator work. I will ask, defer to the attorney here if I can vote or not vote. I can vote on them. Mm-hmm. Just want everyone to be aware that I do a deal with them. All in favor say aye.
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 374, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 by the county, Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County Department of Public Works. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, a roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
376, creating two full-time deputy positions and amending the Ulster County budget, Ulster County Sheriff.
Second.
Discussion? Tracy?
So when this comes before us, we always talk about it having no impact, that's other than the benefits, which now we get to see them quantified in front of us, and the cars, which I've brought up in the past. My first question, so we're backfilling positions. What happens if the school systems don't want these positions anymore? Are they terminated?
If they do not want, no. If they don't want to continue the contract after this contract expires, then those positions would be eliminated through attrition.
Through attrition.
And when somebody retired, yep. We just wouldn't replace them.
And are there other school systems right now in Ulster County that we have this program, or are these the only two school systems?
Yes, we're with the BOCES. Mm-hmm. We have two SROs at the Radnett School District, and we will have one at the Onondaga School District.
So that's a total of four?
Four.
Okay. Yeah, I just, in seeing the numbers, I'm concerned about the cost. You know, with, I'm assuming these officers also have 20-year retirement?
There's zero impact to the county.
Well, it says $118,152.
I know, and that's why Teresa's here to explain that, but basically that only accounts for half the year because there's no contract signed for the second half of 17, mm-hmm. so we didn't include the revenue for 17, but if you include the revenue for 17, it's a zero impact.
We're only contracted through June because they go through the school budget.
Well, their calendar year, their school budget year.
Right.
So we don't know, we don't have a solid number for what we would bring in from September to December of next year.
Well, I think one of our concerns, at least my concern anyway, and I talked to a few legislators who called me up, we have done this in the past, and it seemed to have worked out very well for the school district, for the county. I think the bottom line is that we want to understand that there's no additional cost to Ulster County taxpayers on their county taxes. Now, you know, of course, the school pays through a school tax bill, which, of course, that's the school tax bill. But, I mean, basically, the bottom line is, does the cost of funding this include everything, such as any additional disability, payroll taxes, workman's comp taxes, all of that?
Everything's included, salary and the benefit packets.
When we bill at the rate decided, we use the fringe benefit rate provided by the Commissioner of Finance.
And it's at a 12-month schedule?
It depends. So BOCES is a 12-month program, but you have the other schools that are not.
Okay,
they're only September to June.
All right. So if it's, I'm going to change the calendar.
Okay.
Let's go January 1 to December 31. They are paying us for the salary of that man or woman for what it costs us to have that person employed for 12 months.
Correct.
So when they're not working this summer, the school is still paying that.
Generally what happens is because of the hours that the school requires after school activities, the required 2,080 hours are worked within that school year. So again, it all depends on the activities that are requested by the school, but they fund a January to December salary.
Okay, and that being said, where does the union stand when that man or woman is working more than 40 hours on an overtime, mandatory overtime basis?
There's an agreement with the union that that's acceptable.
Okay.
At any point that if the deputy decides that they don't want to do that, then that's up to them, and then we would have to make an arrangement with the school. But when we put the process out for the selection of a deputy to go into a school district, that's explained that not that would disqualify them from
right.
that position, but that's an option because, as you like I said, the school day goes from
right.
7 to 1.
And they may very well have most of the summer off, but they bank, let's say, comp hours for a better.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
But it's in this contract.
Oh, it's always going to be.
Works for me.
Contracts. We get out of our free card.
So we recognize the importance, and Teresa's worked extensively with us on the SROs. The problem is that while the contract will cover these two new positions, you still have the financial liability of those 6 months that you cannot bank on the school districts renewing these contracts. So if the school districts do not renew in June, you now have these two new positions plus benefits, and then you also have the two SRO positions who will now come back on full time at the county. So that's where the financial liability that we outlined is really.
That you outlined where?
In the resolution. In the, I think it's the third whereas, Tracy?
It's the 2017 financial impact is listed.
Yeah, this is very.
So then can those deputies be hired essentially? Can't think of the term now, but essentially they're hired, they're not permanent.
Based on the way these were structured, they're permanent.
No, but I'm saying, you could,
right.
Like, I know in corrections you could get a promotion, mm-hmm. but it wouldn't be a permanent promotion. It was, I wanted to say tentative, but that's not the word I'm looking for.
Temp.
Provisional. Yeah, like a provisional appointment.
That would be up to, and they would be union covered at this point, so that would be up to the negotiations. So absent, had we not done the SRO contracts, these two new positions would not be needed at the county level.
And this is in duplicate of the contract we've been dealing with BOCES and Rondell for the past several years. So obviously that the program is growing on the request of the school districts. We understand the concern, and that's why the sheriff had requested a meeting with the county executive, the director of finance, and the county attorney prior to all these contracts being put into place. They were in full support of this, and that is why we're here with a contract today.
And I believe the understanding at that meeting was that there was no county financial impact associated.
And I think
we've
said that. We cannot extend, we understand, we have a verbal commitment from the school districts. They cannot do a contract outside of the school budget. We understand. We are well aware of it. We are well aware of the reluctance. But the commitment from the county exec and the sheriff was to help the districts that require it without any financial impact to the county taxes, just to the school district support. I've tried to negotiate a contract with them that would say a 3-year contract. They just cannot do that. So we understand.
I don't, I'm sorry, but I just don't understand why they can't do it. They negotiated a 3-year contract with their teachers.
I don't understand
why they can't do that.
And I'm only going based upon what they're telling me their legal terms are, and that's a legal opinion.
Racing?
I mean, one other thing, so I understand that that's what they're saying, and we're working on a year-to-year budget, but to me, I also have a concern about longer-term budget. It's not just year-to-year. If you're saying that we create these positions and say we're fine for 17, but then say 18, they say mm-hmm. we don't want to do it. And I realize everyone gets really tired about me bringing up the cars, but every one of these people has a car, and now we're going to be hiring more people. And what do we do? I think we really need to think about what do we do if and when every school district asks for three. Are we prepared to hire, however many more people that is, 20, 30 more people, and get them all cars and get them out there? And
Well, first of all, there's no issue with the cars. Cars will just be reassigned.
Reassigned? But you weren't here at the last meeting when I asked on this, whatever it was, a month ago, aren't these officers, don't they have vehicles that they bring to
schools? The school, like the new one in Onteora. His vehicle will, he'll pick up the vehicle at the substation in Shandaken and bring it to the school. And they'll, at the end of his tour, he'll bring it back to the substation. So that vehicle's available. So
they're not going to take home vehicles?
No.
These?
He will not have a take home vehicle.
Is any of them take home?
There's personally assigned vehicles.
Some
of the SROs have personally assigned vehicles.
Meaning they're take home?
Yes.
So, it's just a continued concern of mine.
The sheriff's office will not ask, no matter how many SROs we're putting on, will not ask for any more than we have for the last 15 years. There's five new patrol vehicles every year. That's all we're going to ask for. And we don't plan on asking for any more next year or the year after.
We're going to retire five. If you add five, you got to retire five?
Right. We retire five and we get five new ones. We've got to, Lieutenant Soule's in charge of that, and we have a schedule of vehicles that we've had since, I made one in 07 when I became captain, and we're sticking to that.
Well, I think the concern is, it's a great program, everybody's in favor of it. The problem that we have is that are we going to be funding it if something doesn't arrive the second half of 2017. Is there something in the that we can put in the contract if the districts do not fund it? We don't.
Or 18 or 19 or 20 or 21.
Bye bye. You terminate it.
Well, so you're terminating,
yeah, but you're not terminating the contract. The
you're not terminating the contract.
Then we have
position.
The position.
Well, the two positions now are that with the two new positions, they're on probation for a year, so we can terminate.
Based on we don't have a contract?
No, based
on the performance.
On a new deputy sheriff, no matter if it's for this contract or any new deputy sheriff, within the first year of employment, they're on probation, and they can be terminated without cause. So if something does happen in the end of 17, that's within, or the end of the middle of 17, we can, and they will be, and every deputy sheriff that's hired knows that they can lose their job in the first year. They don't, you know,
total
mark.
Would you feel comfortable if we add to our resolution if we don't get funded by the school districts for the, you know, latter part of 2017 year that we're not going to exercise a contract because we have no contract, but those positions will be deleted?
As long as it falls within the probationary period. If we hire...
They can't go outside of what they're legally allowed by the union.
Can we defund the position?
You
have
to do a layoff.
Hire them provisionally.
I mean, do we have the authority to defund the position instead of fire the employee? Do you know what I mean?
Well, defund the position.
We do. The legislature can do that, certainly.
Yeah, the legislature holds the purse strings to every
position. I totally understand it, but I mean, how would you feel if we put that as part of this
resolution? I don't think you can
resolution?
Do it in a resolution. I don't think you can do it in a
well,
resolution.
We could put it, like someone said, you know, sunset clause. If we don't get the funding to cover this the second half of the year, they're not going to be able to...
But we know that, I mean, and I've talked about that as well, we know that the reality of sunset clauses when we're not very easily able to track what is sunset. I mean, I understand and I totally appreciate, and I actually don't think it'd be a problem with the officer, whoever it is that's hired, being the problem or not towing the mark. That's an internal thing that you would take care of, and I trust that anyway. This is about the longer term. This is about the bigger picture for me. This isn't about 17, which I feel... in my gut, is probably going to be fine. They're probably going to sign. You've had conversations with them. It's about 18, 19, 20. It's about when four more school districts want to come
plan, in. I mean, that far in advance and things like this.
We're growing a program. We're growing personnel. And I'm not positive that I'm comfortable with it. I have to do some thinking about it.
What the discussion needs to be maybe in the Criminal Justice Committee is if they want the program to go anymore. And that's a discussion they can have with the sheriff. We've answered the requests from some school districts to do this. If the legislature decides that they don't want it to grow anymore, I understand your concerns because we have and offer a great program, and I know it will sell itself, but where is it that we can afford to stop it or not stop it? I think your suggestion about the sheriff has made a commitment to the districts to put somebody in there. As Tracy has said, I can pretty much guarantee that they'll fund that position. And to relieve you of, like with the undersheriff had said, the attrition issue is if we get down the road where we know that in 2021 or 2022 that the school district's no longer going to fund this position, our guys are at the point now, we have a lot of young staff too, but we have a lot of other staff that are ready to retire, which prepares us in that fiscal time to set this up. Because we would never want to lay somebody off if we didn't have to. And if the sheriff had to, he would make that decision. But we would hope that someone would retire, not force somebody to retire, but somebody would retire that physically would take and open up that spot where then that spot is done without any issue at all. So I agree with you. I don't think we have an issue for the next couple of years. I agree with you of saying, well, how big do we need to go? But the Criminal Justice Committee needs to really address
that. I think that's exact, very well said. I think the Criminal Justice Committee does need to address that. And follow on, when you say the program sells itself, I'm assuming based on what you've said that in the cases before us right now, these school districts have come to the Sheriff's Department and asked for it. But in the interest of equity as well, if we all believe it's a great program, do we reach out to all the school districts? I mean, this is a bigger conversation, I think, and that's why I mean, if I have to vote right now, I want to vote no, but I need to really think it out, and I hope, I'd like to attend those criminal justice meetings. I hope that we can have a real conversation about this program as a whole.
All right, well, I mean, we're talking about two different issues here. We're talking about a long-term, could be a problem in the future, which
well,
I
we're
totally
all, we're talking about a long-term
about
issue because we're hiring new people right now.
Yeah. But, I mean, if we can deal with this issue before us right now and resolve this problem and address the future problems, then I think we have a better handle on it. To address what we have before us, I mean, there again, if there's some way we can say that if funding does not present itself for the latter part of 2017, we are going to exercise the sunset clause of these two individuals that we're going to hire.
Well, and, we can't, know, insert, it's we not, can't exercise the sunset clause of the individuals. We can exercise, as the legislature, a sunset clause of the funding, as Don has pointed out. We could stop the equal funding of two positions. The reality is, this legislature has no history of recognizing sunset clauses, something that I brought up in this committee over months, that we need to find a way that we, in the budget, are alerted to the fact that something is sunsetted. Because what happens is, the minute we vote on the budget, which is a giant document, we have overridden our own sunsets. And we've done that probably thousands of times, certainly hundreds. So the fact is, until we find a way to do that in the budget, certainly we'd be highlighted this since we're having this conversation right now, but it's a sort of a failing enterprise at the moment.
Yes.
If I could, perhaps what we should do is, I'm not comfortable saying that we can just put a provision in here to terminate the positions. I think what we need to do is talk to personnel, because I notice here that it's been approved and it also is subject to civil service approval. So if we could talk to the executive's office to find out if there's a way in which we could put something in the resolution to address your concern. I just don't think that we have the ability. I don't think we have the ability to do it the way you're suggesting. So I'd rather, at least if I could suggest putting it off a week to find out if there's something we can do. This is not my area of expertise. Perhaps Mr. Pascal or Mr. Ragucci is in here has some suggestion, but I think it would be worthwhile looking into seeing what its possibility.
And remember that the longer term, when we're talking about something that's going to, in positions certainly, that are going to live beyond many of our presence at this table. Yes, some people have been in this legislature for 20, 30 years, but 5-6 years from now, sunset comes up. If we figured out some way to flag it, is that legislature going to say, oh, we're going to cut 230, but by then it'll be, you know, whatever, $300,000+ from the sheriff's budget, and you figure it out? I mean, this is the problem. This is why I think it's really about talking about the program as a whole, because it's a commitment. We're committing.
Why don't you have a meeting?
Before we go any further, does the budget department have any way to flag these positions?
Bert said he was working on it.
Bert reached out to me and he said our offices together are going to start doing something where we can start tracking sunset positions.
I mean, outside of the offices
and programs.
Officials,
and programs.
I mean, we're a third smaller than we were 7 years ago. Like, we have a pretty good track record of managing.
Well, you have a great computer system, you know, so.
Yeah, but I know that.
Just a week, Richard. That's all I'm suggesting. Just put this off until next week so we can at least.
I'm not sure if you have any problem with us holding it back 1 week. We're all in concurrence to do this. I think our concern is that, you know, if funding doesn't happen, how do we address that the latter part of 2017?
Well, we're opposed to delaying this before this next legislative session.
We will act on it next legislative session. This
next
committee
week,
meets next week prior to that. And I already talked to the sheriff that, you know, if there's some issues, and I told him that I did have some concerns, that we would definitely act within that period of time, and we will have it come to resolve one way or the other by our meeting next week.
Well, I'd just like to put on the record again that the sheriff and the county exec and the head of the legislature have all had this conversation and agreed that this was this was a way to go.
I don't know about the county legislature. Who
Kenny Rock.
No, I mean, I just got calls yesterday and today about this issue, so.
And,
I think he's talking about we pass it in law enforcement.
Okay.
No, he's talking about a leadership meeting that happened.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, anyway, we can go backwards and could have, would have, should have. What we're going to do here, we're going to hold it off for a week. They're going to do their due diligence. They're going to try to find some way that if things, you know, we don't get funded, how we can legally do something about those.
If at all.
If at all.
Hire them provisionally.
Well, they are hired and fired.
I mean, we could find the money. I'm sure we could find the money.
There's a difference between being on probation.
I don't think it's an issue overall, because, like you said, you had conversations. It's probably going to happen. But, I mean, I think, you know, if we start setting this policy in place, you know, especially with, you know, if we're going to continue this in the long run, even at a greater scale, then we do have to address it. All right?
Can I just ask for clarification? TJ's, can you hire officers provisionally?
We do, for 1 year. Legally, you
can. He's saying it's a different thing.
Okay.
Because we do that for promotions. If someone gets promoted, they're on probation for 1 year. The deputy or whoever that takes that position, it's a provisional position until contingent on that other person passing their probation. So there are provisional positions.
Right, you can't hire anybody provisionally. Like, in the civil service, provisional is you could get hired before you actually take a test.
Mm-hmm.
You're provisional, and depending on whether or not you pass the test, then you get hired, and then you're on a one-year probation period.
Yeah, but you can be hired provisionally.
All right.
People
to
can be hired provisionally, but there's got to be an endpoint to the provisional.
I think we're overthinking it.
Yeah, I think so.
The idea of exactly what you said, I'm not worried at all about getting the funding. And if we have to have a discussion, and if we need to come next week to explain any other questions, we will. But I don't think we have an issue.
I don't think so either, but let them do their due diligence. We'll bring it up next week, vote on it, and we'll have the meeting. All right?
Just to see if there's a possibility to address concerns.
All right, 376, we're going to hold over until next week.
Okay. You make a motion?
Make a motion.
I'll move.
I'll second it.
Do a second. Third.
All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor to hold it over?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. 377, Capital Project 481, Countywide Radio System, Emergency Management.
Move it.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
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 379, Establishing Capital Project 482, Fire Training Center.
Can I ask a question on 377?
Okay, go on.
So, you know, we've heard, I know that there was this big forum, and we've heard about how it was going to cost millions of dollars. It's a lot of money, but it's not the millions of dollars.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. So how much is this, someone on this committee, law enforcement, Mary Beth, how much is this going to address the concerns that we've been hearing over the years about the system?
What's his name was at the meeting?
Right.
Steve. Steve. And he explained that this was just one part of a many part, my civic say, right? Many part project.
Because eventually they'll replace all the radios and all the everything.
Who's Steve?
It's the first step.
Peterson.
It's the first step.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the common 911 and the simulcast. So they'll do this component first and then move on to the larger scope.
Okay.
And this is probably about the...
Because you can have the radios, but if you don't have all the stuff...
Yeah. No, I mean, I was in full support of it. Yeah. I just wanted to understand how much it was going to be helping. Yeah.
All right. Well, any other questions? No. 377. Did we vote on 377?
Yep. That's what you were talking about.
All right.
379.
79.
Fire training.
42. Fire training.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
All right.
381. Conveying the properties, county owned properties, the original owners.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
New business?
Minutes.
Any new business? Any old business? If not, let's have a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second that.
7:12 and 7:19. Move second.
I'll first it.
I'll second it.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn, please.
So move.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Plus you have all the reports that were here regarding the previous month, budget transfer, new hirees, revenue, and expense. Thank you.